Jerry Bader Show, 945, 888-455-1360. I want to share with you some of the responses that Etan Thomas, former NBA star, got when he accused a woman of racism on a train. She didn't let me sit next to her because I'm black. And then he took her picture and posted it on Facebook. Should he have confronted her and accused her of racism? And should he have posted a young woman's picture on Facebook? I want to share some of the reactions that he got on Facebook, and then I want you to tell me whether you think what he did is right or wrong and why. 888-455-1360. The responses to his post are all over the board. The first guy says, there are no open seats, so he wants to sit next to her, but when she says no, he finds an open seat, which is what happened. The next guy, he's 6'10 and weighs over 260 pounds. He would have squeezed her sitting next to her. Nobody wants to sit next to his big butt on a long train ride. Now, why did he choose to sit next to her in the first place? Black athlete, white woman, you know the drill. The next guy, it's the 21st century and we're still on this bleep? Shaking my head. The next guy, put her on blast. And then there's this guy, dear white woman, just because you had sex with a black guy doesn't mean you're not a racist. I'm not going to comment on that. She was like, oh, you can sit next to me now, haha. I'm not going to read that one. You went to a seat next to the pretty white girl that wasn't open because her stuff was in it for her to say no, and you found a truly open seat. She was saving it according to her attraction comfort level. Women do it all the time. Nothing wrong with that. I find that one really interesting. Women do it all the time. Nothing wrong with that. The next person, sad how racism has been taught through generations and extremely embarrassing for younger people as well as alarming. I like this post. Rather than give it an angry emoji due to your professionalism and for shedding light on the issues that arise in all capacities. Seems like a possible stretch here. Only reason I say that, you can't determine the motivation based off just that would need, based off just that, would need more. Some of us have to deal with real prejudice and racism. And that was a black person responding to that. I like this person. Then she goes to vote for Trump while saying, I'm not racist. Here's another. How dare she? Shame on this person. First, she only paid for one seat. Second, all Etan had to say is excuse me and sit down. She opposes, call the conductor or police and let them read her rights. Items on a seat is illegal. Please explain why not when another stranger comes by and gets the seat. The point was it was discrimination on some level. How is it justified? There are more, but I think that's a nice sampling. A nice sampling of what people think about this. I have argued in recent days that I think there is some ground conservatives can give when it comes to tolerance and race issues, but we are often reluctant to do that because everything is getting labeled as racism. I want to share a letter, an email from a friend. Jerry, I believe the person has the right to confront the woman and maybe even shaming her on Facebook. Since he didn't receive permission, I think he was wrong legally, but right morally. Actually, I'm not even sure about that. However, he has no right to include the third party in his picture, the guy. Now, through no fault of his own, that man has gone viral and has been shared and might even face unwarranted charges of racism. Even you commented on how the guy looks. Yeah, he wants to be anywhere else in the world. He actually looks like he's physically pulling away from her even. I would like your reaction to this. 888 For either it's just a nice Monday where people don't want to call, or they're afraid to know, or they're afraid to give an opinion without knowing how I feel. 888-455-1360. Let's see. Paul writes, how do you know it was racist? How do you know what's in her heart? I didn't say I did. I didn't say it was racist. I said I'm not sharing my opinion at this point. How do you know it was racist? How do you know what's in her heart? What if she was just uncomfortable with the guy? Maybe she wanted someone by her she may be attracted to. This litmus test gets done all the time. If a black person is rejected and a white person is accepted, it is assumed that is racism. That is what Etan Thomas is doing here. By the way, another poster on his Facebook page said, just another spoiled athlete who doesn't think he should ever be rejected by a woman. 888-455-1360. Terry in Green Bay. Terry, go ahead.
Morning, Jerry. I'm not scared. I was always outspoken, and if I feel I was done wrong, I'm going to say something to that person. I don't know that I would have taken a picture. I would have maybe posted the situation. But I don't know what she looks like. Maybe she was attractive and he wanted to sit next to an attractive woman. I mean, to put the shoe on the other foot where that person said, no, the woman wasn't attracted to him. Maybe he wanted to sit next to her.
She could have all sorts of reasons why she didn't want a big guy sitting next to him. Now, what do you think it was right or wrong that he confronted her about it?
I think I would have done the same.
You would have had that suspicion were you him, but you admit that it might be misguided on his part.
I would have said something about it, absolutely.
All right. Then let me ask you this. I'm going to be honest here. I remember back in the day when I was 235 pounds, I wasn't people's first choice to sit next to on planes and such. If she said it was taken and then a skinny guy came along, would I be right in confronting her?
If that's the personality you have, I mean, it's just my personality. I would have questioned why she didn't allow me to sit there.
Terry, thanks a lot for the call. So he thinks he should have confronted her. To Shane in Fond du Lac. Shane, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. I think it would be okay for that basketball player probably to confront her, but maybe not post something on Facebook, and maybe just keep it a private matter. But conversely, I also see where the woman could be intimidated by his physical stature. Let's face it. 6'10", and you said he was 280 pounds. That's a pretty big guy. I'm 6 foot, and I'm about 215. I would be afraid to sit next to a guy that's 6'8", 280 pounds. Especially when it's a perfect stranger and you don't know the person.
If for any reason somebody declines to let you have a seat, do you think it's appropriate to challenge them on it?
It's a touchy situation. I think it depends on a person's personality and what upsets them at that time, at that day. There's days where if I wake up in a bad mood and I kind of seem confrontational. It depends on my mood. It could depend on that person's mood.
That's a really good point. There are probably days that I might and days that I might not. I think that is a good point. Thanks a lot for the call. To Jim in Green Bay. Jim, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Well, I thought he started out on the right foot by asking her first, then sitting down somewhere else after she refused it. But then he got off on the wrong foot. Instead of accusing her of that, he should have just questioned her and said, in a matter-of-fact voice, something like, what's the difference? Why wouldn't you let me sit there? And I think that's the problem, is that gets thrown out so quickly about the people are accused of being a racist or doing something too fast. We really didn't get the chance to ask her why she did that.
Should he challenge her at all, though? If she doesn't want him sitting next to her for any reason, should he care?
Well, I think he might have gone on the rest of the day thinking that everybody was out for him, you know? And that's, you clear the air, but there's ways to clear the air without throwing out the gauntlet right away. Everybody always seems to be on edge, and that's sort of in my world, too, I find that. I'm a big guy. I'm like you talked. I'm a 330, and sometimes people don't want me sweating next to them, and I sweat easy. And
all right, we've reached TMI, but Jim, thanks a lot for the call. No, I get his point. I get his point. All right, in the time that I have left, might it have been racism? Yes. It's entirely possible she didn't want a black guy sitting next to her. It's entirely possible she didn't want a 6'10", 260 guy sitting next to her. There are any number of reasons. I don't believe it was right to confront her. If somebody doesn't want me sitting next to them, Then I don't want to sit next to them. And probably the biggest hole in his story, as one of the Facebook posters pointed out, he directly contradicts himself here. I get on the train and there are no open seats. I asked this lady if I could sit next to her, blah, blah, and she says someone is sitting there. So I go to the next seat. Eh? Didn't he just say there were no other open seats? So his story is fishy. And it sounds to me like he wanted to make an issue out of something that may or may not have been an issue. It's possible. I'm not saying it is impossible that she didn't want a black guy sitting next to her, but he honestly doesn't know what's in her heart. And I don't think he should have confronted her. And I think it is absolutely wrong to post her picture and the picture of the guy on Facebook. I don't know what the legalities are. I'm not an expert on that. But let's set the legalities aside for a moment. I think it's just wrong. This is not the first time you want to talk about strangers on a train, to borrow from Hitchcock. Do you remember the one where the woman claimed she heard two guys overheard two guys talking about cheating? And she took the guy's picture? And said, if you're married to this guy, I heard a 45-minute conversation about how he cheats on you. What if the guy was BSing? Because no guy would lie about that. Oh, no. Well, you sleep with women, let me tell you what. In fact, the way she described it, I kind of suspect that was the case. This continues to be the Wild West issues that we are dealing with the social media, where everyone is a citizen journalist. I think what he did was reckless and irresponsible, even though I concede what she did may or may not have been racist. Coming up, Hillary and Donald virtually tied, and Mark Cuban is willing to be either one of their vice presidents. It's 9:59.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.